Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Browns Monday, one way or another, and we have spent the first hour of the show dissecting an unfortunate performance by the Browns. Offense, defense, special teams, pretty much everybody against the Dallas Cowboys on national TV to talk about that game. To continue the dissection, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You're going to hear this man every single Browns Monday. He is Browns analyst Nathan Zagura. Welcome to the show, bud.
Thanks for having me. Obviously, I wish it was under better auspices after a very disappointing open to the season for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it's weird. Like the thing, you know, I'm not going to rehash the first hour of the show. We've only got you for so much time here. I just am curious because I know you've said that, you know, you watched it in real time, you went back and rewatched it. When do you think that game turned from skewing towards Dallas's way to all the way towards it being a rout?
I think it probably happened at the start of the second half is when it kind of transformed. And there was still one other glimmer of hope. I thought you went the 3-and-out to start second half. They get the punt return for the touchdown. That's 27 unanswered points. It's 27-3. It feels pretty daunting there. But the Browns did come back and score, got it to 27-10, and the defense got you the ball right back. I thought that next drive, had the Browns been able to put some points on the board there and make it, let's say, 27-17, all of a sudden, then it's a ball game a little bit. The pressure shifts to the Dallas Cowboys, who had been obviously the better team up until that point, but the Browns were not able to do that, and I thought at that point, that was pretty much it.
So when we look at the big picture of this, actually, I kind of actually want to go to the offense. I'm a little all over the place here, buddy. Sorry. When it comes to the dink and dunk of this new offense, is that more about the state of the O-line, or is that more their plans with Deshaun in general?
I don't think it was supposed to be a dink and dunk offense. I think there were multiple times that they had shot plays drawn up, and he had a 36-yarder that was right through the hands of Amari Cooper in the second half. So I think there were shot plays that they wanted to be able to take, but most times shot plays have to come from advantageous down and distance situations. And the Browns, I think yesterday, probably with the combination of pre-snap penalties and then ineffective plays on early downs, were, you know, probably the worst first and second down team in the league yesterday, and the stats would back back that up. They face third and long, which is 7 or more yards on 46% of their third downs yesterday. The league average, by the way, was 21%. They were 1 for 12 in those situations. So a lot of shot plays come from when defenses know you could run or you could pass, and then you're able to get that hard play action and get those shots. And so one of the things they talk about here is it's so important to be good on first and second down, and the Browns weren't. I don't think Deshaun had his best game. I thought there were throws he missed from an accuracy standpoint. I thought there were a few reads that he missed in terms of what he saw or where his eyes were. There were a few clean pockets, and I know people are really highlighting those that he left perhaps prematurely, but he got hit 17 times. He was under pressure more than any quarterback in the league yesterday. Kirk Cousins and Matt Stafford were the 17 hits were the most of any quarterback in the league, not to mention he was sacked 6 times as well. There was even only one game in which the quarterbacks on both sides of the ball got hit a combined 17 times, and that game went to overtime, and the Rams were without 4 offensive linemen on their team. It was a combination of a lot of things. So you had quarterback play wasn't where it needed to be. The offensive line play certainly was not where it needed to be, and I thought the pocket collapsed significantly up the middle more than we're accustomed to with the Cleveland Browns. And then you had receivers who had some opportunities to make plays on footballs that they did not make, and it all added up to a pretty ugly offensive performance that saw the team pick up just 1 first down in the first half.
Nathan, should we expect more pre-snap and motion at the snap going forward, or is this kind of, because I want to say the Browns were last in the NFL on Sunday for pre-snap and motion at the snap.
Yeah, which was very surprising to me, and I thought that was going to be a bigger piece of what you saw with this Cleveland Browns team. So I would expect that you would. That was one of the things that, you know, Ken Dorsey was brought in to implement more pre-snap motion and meaningful pre-snap motion, and so I was surprised by those numbers. I saw those two that were reported by the ESPN reporter who covers the Cleveland Browns. That surprised me a lot, I would say. And I think that that's something that you will need to see more of going forward in the future.
You called me out on the source there, Nathan. Very good. Very well done. I know, yeah. I can never sneak one by the goalie when you're here. Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you see as the biggest area of immediate improvement for Deshaun if he just gets a little more time?
Just, I think, kind of being in rhythm and perhaps throwing with a little bit more anticipation in certain circumstances. There are certain routes where you've got to kind of put that ball into the open spot that leads your receiver into it. And then when shots do present themselves, if it gets blocked up, obviously connecting on those balls down the field. You know, Dak Prescott probably wasn't as sharp as, you know, he wanted to be yesterday, and I think the Browns defense gets a lot of credit for that as well. But when he did go vertically down the field, one was a blown coverage where they got to the touchdown to Brandon Cooks, but the other one was an absolutely perfect ball to CeeDee Lamb, and he had another great ball to CeeDee Lamb down the field that MJ Emerson made a nice PBU on late in that play. So I think it's just more about when the opportunities present themselves, being accurate with the football and sometimes having a little bit more anticipation. And it's hard because playing the quarterback position, it's so much about trusting what you're seeing with your eyes, trusting your reads of the defense, trusting your receivers across the face of defenders, especially when you're throwing to the inside, and then trust that your line's going to give you time. And a lot's been made about the preseason. And I would say, you know, obviously Dallas played nobody in the preseason and they looked pretty darn good yesterday. But perhaps there is something. Dak wasn't as sharp as, you know, he normally is. And Deshaun, I don't think, was as sharp as he would have liked to have been. And I think there were a multitude of factors. It was just a bad offensive performance by the Cleveland Browns, kind of all the way around. 4 drops, 6 sacks, 17 hits, errant throws. It was tough. It was not at all the game that I think anybody had hoped for, certainly, nor that they expected to see yesterday there at Huntington Bank Field.
Upon further review, I'm gonna guess where you're gonna go with this. How do you think the O-line played?
I was certainly not their best performance, and I think they would readily admit that. I thought DeJuan played pretty well. I thought he held up very well against a lot of pressure, and you saw as the game went on, Micah Parsons was kind of moving over and lining up on the other side or even over the guard in the center at times. I thought Wyatt had a solid game, so on the right side it was good, but I thought it was a struggle for Ethan Posick. It was a little bit of a struggle for Joel Bitonio, which is something we are not accustomed to. He has just been so good for a decade, so that was a little surprising that we knew Hudson was going to have some problems, and he did, but that was not – what you expect a Cleveland Browns offensive line to be, and it certainly is not what a Cleveland Browns offensive line really has been, even last year when you had both tackles out.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, is a Browns Monday, and we are talking about the Browns shellacking at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys. How seriously did the team consider pulling Deshaun late in this game?
I mean, I'll just go on what Kevin Stefanski said, which is they talked about it, and Deshaun said no, he wanted to play. And I know that he certainly has earned the respect of his teammates because he, without question, took an absolute beating yesterday. I mean, he took a lot of big, big hits. You think about the ball that he threw down to Amari Cooper, took a monster shot right there. Jordan Phillips basically ended up running free after he got around whoever was blocking him on that play and speared Deshaun Watson right in the sternum. So I think you're in a lot of respect there. But, yeah, I think there was some thought to it because he was taking so many hits, but he wanted to play. And I know that his teammates have talked about that today. All those who spoke with the media certainly mentioned it and were very impressed by his toughness and his resiliency there in the face of, that game took a physical toll on him, there's no doubt.
So we've spent a lot of time focusing on the offense. How would you assess the defensive line or the defense's performance yesterday?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's hard to really kind of give a fair assessment of the defense. I thought, honestly, they played well enough to win. You know, Dallas kind of shut it down in the second half, it felt like. So it was hard to kind of get a read there. But, you know, I thought they did a pretty good job getting three and outs, which they've, you know, last year they did at the highest rate. They were excellent on third down again. They held the Cowboys, I think, to just 29% conversions on third down in this game. So all in all, it was a good performance from the Cleveland Browns defense. You had one blown coverage that led to a touchdown, and they had one nice drive where the Browns kind of defense was really on its heels, 11 for 74. But other than that, they didn't gain more than 31 yards in a single drive. There were multiple three and outs. And as I said, on the third down standpoint, they held the Cowboys to just 4 of 14, 28.6%. So a lot of good there, three sacks. You got to take the football away. That's something that's very, very important, obviously. And the Browns did not take the football away in this game, but there was a lot to like about this defense and what you're expecting, you know, this defense to be coming off of that, you know, number one ranking a year ago. I still think that they certainly can be right there.
Nathan, can I get a guarantee? I know you got pull over there. Can I get a guarantee that the two candy areas are staying in the press box?
I believe that is the case. Yeah, some nice changes. The PR staff certainly did a good job getting that press box food elevated. They had a nice pasta station and some candy and ice cream and all that. So, yeah, I think it was good. I'm glad that there were some sweets up there.
It was like the taste of the Browns because I tasted everything, Nathan.
good.
So when we look big picture, there's really two ways to look at this. This is just one game or the end is nigh. Do you think that this is just one game or do you think there could be something more to a slow start out of the gate for the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, at this point, it's just one game. And, you know, the Browns kind of looked at that first quarter of the season, right? And if you're the Cleveland Browns, you said to yourself, okay, you've got, you know, the tough games, Dallas and Jacksonville, and then you've got a couple ones that come up where you're going to be the favored team. And you'd like to be, I always thought 3-1 would be a nice place to be in the, you know, after the first quarter, even though now we have 17 games, we don't have that clean quarter break anymore. But that's kind of where I thought they would be. We'll see, you know, if this is a linger. I think this, you're going to learn a lot about this football team. I think this is a very important game for the Cleveland Browns. I think they absolutely need to come back out and make a little bit of a statement. They need to correct a lot of the things that ailed them, and they need to show, you know, that they took that tape, they saw it, they flushed it, and now they're going to get back to being the Cleveland Browns that we believe they can be. I think, and that comes from, you're going to notice that in two areas, I think, immediately. The line of scrimmage, do we control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball? And the other would be, do we eliminate the pre-snap penalties that put us behind the sticks consistently? And then the third would be, can we be better on first and second downs as an offense? Whether that's running the ball or whether that's Deshaun Watson or the play calling, all of it, that's where the Browns need to be significantly better if they want to have success.
How do you mitigate the Njoku injury in his absence?
Yeah, it's tough. You can't replace a Pro Bowler. I would say, you know, as you saw Jordan Akins, who filled in yesterday and had, considering what he, you know, the season he had a year ago, which was not great, he had 3 catches for 27 yards, and this was a nice catch for 13 yards late in the game, kind of over the middle. He's more of a pass catcher, so I think he can fill that role. You're certainly going to miss David Njoku's ability as a blocker. The Browns do have a couple of tight ends here on their practice squad. My guess is one or both will be elevated for this roster going forward, or the next couple of games while they wait for David Njoku to come back. But the Chief is such a great player. He is such a great leader. He is a huge part of what the Browns do on offense, both as a receiver and as a blocker. And you can't kind of overstate his importance to this football team. And that would be a big loss if he is forced to miss some time with that ankle injury.
Is it just me or did we find a returner?
Yeah, Jalen Darden looked great yesterday. And I think, you know, if you're looking, okay, what were some of the bright spots in here? That would be one of them. One of the bright spots would be Jalen Darden. The nice punt return set up our first 3 points there. I thought he did a good job on the kicks. Thought he did a good job on the punts. And, yeah, they signed him to the 53-man roster. And so it does look like Jalen Darden's going to play a role here in this return game. And I thought he had some juice. And he's a guy who can run as well. So maybe he'll, you know, earn a few snaps at receiver just kind of as a field stretcher. And think of what we wanted Marquise Goodwin to be last year before he had all those offseason injuries and the blood clots and that scary situation. Maybe Jalen Darden's a guy who can provide some of that for the Browns as well. But I thought he definitely had some juice there. Got to clean up the coverage units. You cannot allow a punt return touchdown. You just can't do it. It's a three-phase game. It's hard enough when you're losing, you know, on offense. But when you lose on, you know, all three phases and especially special teams, you got to at least be neutral in special teams. And the Browns were not yesterday.
One down, 16 to go. I know we got plenty of football in front of us. I thought you and Andrew did a great job together. Wanted to say that to you, and thanks again for your time, buddy.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Hopefully next week we'll be talking about a Browns win.
That sounds good to me, buddy. Nathan Zagura there, Browns analyst in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.